Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fritz Ostermüller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Fritz Ostermüller. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ray Pepper. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Earl Clark. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alan Strange. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bump Hadley. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bump Hadley. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a fly ball towards left. Pepper settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Pepper. Werber moves to third. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Pepper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West strikes out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cook. Pepper reaches second base with a double. Clift moves to third. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a fly ball into left field. Pepper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of West. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller hits a fly ball into left field. Pepper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bishop. The throw from Hemsley and he is safe. Bishop steals second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bishop moves to third. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. Cook hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Reynolds. Hadley reaches second base with a double. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. West hits a line drive into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Pepper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark bunts towards the mound. Oster Mueller fields it and throws to first for the out. Pepper moves to second. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pepper moves to third. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller is 0-for-1 in the game. Ostermüller hits a pop-up towards short. Strange settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0-for-1 in the game. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hadley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-2 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Pepper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-2 in the game. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cook moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cook scores. Morgan moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Farrell moves to second. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller is 0-for-2 in the game. Ostermüller hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Pepper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-3 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hadley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hemsley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0-for-2 in the game. Strange hits a line drive towards short. Larry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Cook hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark. Cook reaches second base with a double. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift juggles the ball. That's an error on Clift. Cook scores. Morgan moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Larry strikes out. Two outs. Fritz Ostermueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermueller is 0-for-3 in the game. Ostermueller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ostermueller for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ollie Bijma pinch hits for Bump Hadley. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Bijma reaches second base with a double. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clift strikes out. One out. Rogers Hornsby pinch hits for Sam West. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Red Sox, 2, Browns, 2. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns strikes out. 2 outs. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Pepper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Pepper reaches second base with a double. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Clark reaches second base with a double. Pepper scores. It's 3-2, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clark scores. It's 4-2, Browns. Bob Wieland now pitching. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 3 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Debs Garms now playing left field. Ray Pepper now playing center field. Ivy Andrews now pitching. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pepper. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 4 in the game. Werber strikes out. 1 out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 4 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Garms settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Pepper. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Bishop scores. It's 4-3, Browns. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cook hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.